and Siege mornings when you wake up. Blend 106. Class is now in session.
No, there's no way that's correct.
Boom. I'll be honest, I don't think anyone knows what it means anymore.
It's the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
Scholars maintain that the translation was lost hundreds of years ago.
Here's Siege.
Volume obsessive compulsive disorder. A disorder in which the television viewer is beset with obsessions to adjust volume to a perfect number. Like 15, 25, 30.
Oh, like on your TV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you don't, you suffer extreme anxiety or depression.
Really?
It's like on 29 or 11.
People are so weird about the weirdest things. It's like you with your bread. Had two slices of Siege's bread. He's like, oh, God. Like, there was anxiety. You were riddled with it immediately.
What you don't understand is that the bread I'm buying comes in a loaf that all the slices aren't equally
Here's the
shaped.
Thing I do understand, because I buy that same bread.
So I don't want you to take... I'm a sandwich maker.
Did I take the appropriate slices?
You did. But until I knew that information, I was like, well, if this guy took my middle pieces, then this is going to affect my sandwich experience.
There is going to be hell to pay.
My sandwich experience is ruined.
When that request line blinks,
you guys play a song for me?
It can only mean one thing.
This song's my jam.
230-WILN.
So this request is from Facebook. Darlene in Lynn Haven wants to hear Perfect Ed Sheeran, and she says, I love David Siege, which, thank you, Darlene, that's awesome.
Huh, I think we could probably make that happen.
Absolutely.
I found a Dave for Siege. Darling, just Dave right in. Follow my Siege.
So, could use your help on this one. The whole dating scene is just littered
brutal.
With confusion. Yeah. So, if you missed it yesterday, I sent a gal on Facebook a message asking her out, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really know her. I just met her, like, the one time.
It was a sweet message, though.
Thank you.
And it looked like, you know, you got some really good feedback on it.
Seriously, like, thank
People
you to everybody
who
responded to that, because that was awesome. Because you never know, like, you got to post stuff on Facebook or whatever. You don't know if what you're doing is the right thing. Or
Facebook, I mean, our whole lives.
There's so many rules,
sort of
you don't even know.
Flipping and flopping around, trying to make sense of it all.
I never know what to do.
I just don't want you to get your heart broken. Is that possible?
I don't think it's, I don't think I'm going to get heartbroken yet.
Okay.
Seems pretty early
I feel
for
like
all
you'd
that.
Be more likely to get just like your feelings hurt.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's so early. And
even that, though, it's Facebook. Like,
true. And you're a 35-year-old man. Like, you know how to absorb rejection at this point, right?
I've had my heart broken.
You have.
It wasn't because of a Facebook
message. When was the last time you had your heart broken?
Gosh, now it's been like 3-4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The gal I was into was married. Thought maybe that was ending, but apparently not.
Wow, so, a married woman.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a topic for another day.
You can really find out a lot about yourself when you start... Don't ever get involved with married people in any way. Obviously, people know that. But
don't even befriend them.
Yeah. Don't even speak to them. You know what? So I don't know if I have to wait a certain amount of time or just not say anything ever again.
Has she responded? I'm assuming she hasn't responded.
She hasn't responded to the message I sent yesterday.
But I feel like we're still in that window.
Absolutely.
It's okay for her to not respond?
It's been just over like 24 hours, maybe 30 hours.
So then my question would be, what is that window? How long does that window stay open?
And... does that window ever close to where I can say something else? Because like, I've already put the thing out there.
And if it does close, can you reopen it? Is it like, no, I just closed that window. Don't open the window. It's cold in here.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, there's
we're two dudes bumbling around. We need some lady perspective.
Like, do we go to Barnes & Noble and find a book on this? Or like, what? Or just let it be?
I don't think they have Barnes & Noble out here.
Is it one of those things where if you like let it, you know, go or whatever and it comes back to you, then it was really mine?
To begin with.
On Facebook?
I think that's if you have like a dog or something.
Oh, okay.
Let it be free, and if it returns home, you feed it again. And...
are you kidding me? I have to get a dog now,
what
too?
What would be your game plan? If, say she doesn't respond, mm-hmm. What's your game plan? Do you reach out again, and or what's the tone of the message? Is it the same, same vehicle? Are you reaching out via Facebook
I think by the end of this week, if I don't hear anything, then I'm like, hey, you know, sorry if I made you uncomfortable or whatever. Have a nice life. But like in a nice way. Not those words.
I don't
words.
Know if you can say, okay.
Yeah.
Like, just have like, a nice life. That seems a little harsh.
Because she did respond
like
to the first message. Yeah, I wouldn't be bitter
okay.
about it.
Oh, that's right. You said our cats are soulmates or something.
Yeah, twins. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't just leave it.
Now, How quickly did she respond to that message?
Like 4 hours.
But it was also quite a bit shorter.
True.
So maybe she's not a strong reader. Because I mean, the message you sent yesterday was a little bit lengthier.
Sure. And would require a more crafted and longer response.
See, then you start thinking about, like, what she does for work. What's her schedule? Like, when is her free time? When does she have time to respond to a novel of a message from David Dean?
And you just don't know, like, what the answers are until, like, I just don't
until
know
what
to do.
Until you have them.
Yeah.
What does your heart say? You kind of have to go with your heart a little bit, right?
At this point, I just don't think it's going to happen. Okay. I think it's one of those things where, you know, if she was interested, she would respond. And I'm okay with that. But
I just was really hoping to tag along on this one.
You seem really disappointed.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be a third wheel. I haven't been a third wheel in a long time.
I mean, maybe she was really busy yesterday on Monday in Panama City Beach.
See, this is what happens.
Well, you start playing head games.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which I'm usually super good at.
Manipulating.
She's just so excited.
I'm seeing you in your element.
My element of loving Truth or Dave.
And lying to people and manipulating everyone.
Well, whoa. Okay. It's kind of funny.
Maybe a little bit.
Today we meet Janelle in Panama City. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Are you ready to win all sorts of money?
I'm so ready.
Okay, good. Yesterday we had a winner of $106. So it works like this. We give you a statement. If it's true, you say truth. If it's me making stuff up again, which I've been known to do, then you say Dave.
Got it.
All right. So now it's an awesome time going. Seed, start the clock.
Ah, button pushed.
Ah, felt good. All right, Janelle, here we go. Question number one. A jiffy. It's a type of peanut butter. It's also a unit of time for 1/100th of a second. Is that a jiffy, truth or Dave?
It's something of that nature, so I'm going to go with truth.
Oh, you said truth?
Yeah.
It is true.
She's alive for another round.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Donald Duck comics were banned in Finland because he wasn't wearing pants. Is that truth or Dave?
They're not like American, so they would maybe be a little bit more. I'm gonna go with truth.
Truth. Man, okay, wow. Janelle, two
Good
for
work.
Two. Question three: a giraffe can clean its ears with its own tongue. Is that truth or Dave, Janelle?
That is truth.
No hesitation.
Like how do we know that? Because of the zoo.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you dated a giraffe or something. Kind of weird.
Oh, boy.
Sesame Street's Cookie Monster was originally named Nom Nom. Nom Nom.
Oh. That would be a good name. I'm going to go with Dave.
Man.
Whoa.
This is really impressive. Okay, here we go. Question number five. Denmark is the world's leading manufacturer of dentures. Denmark.
Of dentures, like fake teeth?
Exactly.
Okay. Dave.
You say Dave.
Holy moly.
This is
unprecedented. Your lion skills.
Okay, I'm gonna take a deep breath. Alright. Two more to go. Napoleon Bonaparte was the same height as NBA player Spud Webb. Truth or Dave? Napoleon Bonaparte. His little man syndrome.
I know Napoleon was short. I don't know nothing about NBA though. Okay. Oh,
3 seconds.
Truth.
Whoa! Oh my god!
On a roll,
Janelle. This is
killing it.
This is the question now.
You're bruising his ego.
How? Is that 6 for 6?
That's crazy.
Siege, start the clock again.
It started.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Well,
holy moly!
Go.
Here we go.
I'm standing.
Give
up
your
now.
Best shot, Dave. I'm rooting for you, Janelle.
Well, Janelle, you know this. Women are 6 times more likely than men to be struck by lightning. Truth or Dave?
That is Dave.
Oh, man, we came all this way.
No!
You just won $106!
Whoa!
You got 7 out of 7!
That's never happened on the first try.
Like, what? How did you do that? You couldn't have Googled that fat. There's no way. Could it be you're smart? Janelle,
I wish I'm not.
That's good. Give yourself some credit. You just won $106 from Island 106.
I have like little leprechauns dancing around me, I guess.
I don't even have any words.
His ego is so bruised.
Hey, yeah, that's what you gotta say.
He's opening his wallet right now.
That's not supposed to happen.
That's insane.
We need a producer.
We need more money.
Janelle, congratulations. That is incredible.
Thank you so much.